Well, God bless everybody. It was really good to hear the songs and to be able to just be together, even though there's miles between us. I just feel like our hearts are always connected, and that's a wonderful thing. I think we've played this song a couple of times this week because it really is something that Barney just found recently, and it kind of is the thing that worked in my heart on what I'm going to teach. And there's one verse in there, verse in the song that says, if you know how precious you are. And it got me thinking. I thought, do I know how precious I am? I mean, I know what God did. I know of the things that God did for me. But I just started to look up this word precious so that I could get a better handle on it. And looking at this, it's really interesting because it's used 77 times in the Bible, 61 times in the Old Testament, 16 times in the Gospels and the rest of the Word of God, the Gospels, the church epistles. And what's interesting is I came upon this section of the Scriptures where this word is used 7 times in 1st and 2nd Peter. And we know 1st and 2nd Peter was written for Peter to be able to encourage the people that have been born again and that were in a lot of persecution that time in the church. The church was not strong. It was dealing with issues that were taking people away. And this is something that God worked in Peter's heart to share. And this word precious, it describes to them what God thinks of what's precious and that we are precious in his sight. And what it cost him. And I thought, what a unique situation that this word is used 7 times in these 2 books. And 7 times is about spiritual perfection. And the number 7. And we know what God gave up. He gave up the most perfect man, which was his only begotten son, for us. And that is very precious. But there are other things in here about what Christ was, that we are now, according to the Scriptures, that make us that precious to God. So I want to go to those areas in the Word. So let's start in 1 Peter, verse 1. I'm sorry, 1 Peter 1, verse 7. Excuse me. And it says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you, love. You, even though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. So here in this verse, it's really talking about our faith that has to go through trying times. And God sees that we go through these times, and it says that when we go through these times and our faith stands, that is more precious to gold. That is more precious to God than gold is. I mean, that really caught my eye. It's like, you know what? Many times when we're in a situation where we're being tried and, you know, the adversary is just relentless and we get tired and sometimes we get weary, if we just take a moment to remember, when I stand for God, that is more precious than gold to him. It is something I can do to express my thankfulness for the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, and I can be joyful in knowing that he's coming back. Hard times make us stronger if we stand on the Word and we continue to walk and give the cares that we have to our Father. Let's go to 1 Peter 1:19. It says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, for your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. God did not redeem us. God did not call us to be his children using material things to pay for us, so to speak, to redeem us. He used the greatest gift he could have given to us, his son, who was clean, clear through. That's the precious blood of Christ that he laid down for us. And to him, that is precious. And when we, I'm sorry, you guys, I didn't finish the verse. But who is now able, how precious is that blood for us to understand that in the sight of God, it was the most precious thing. Sorry, I didn't realize I flipped over too slow. So you can read that verse of scripture if it's a little confusing. And it isn't really when you look at it. It is just how precious that blood was, how precious Jesus Christ was in the sight of God. It was the most precious thing he could do. And he says that in that verse. And he did that for you and me. He did that so that we could stand before him sinless, without fear. In the spiritual realm, we can't sin. We know that. Our spirit is pure. In our earthly flesh, we still blow it. But even when we blow it, the price, the blood of Jesus Christ has already been paid for us. God has us coming or going or coming back. Because sometimes we lose our focus. But because what he paid for us was so precious, it covered any mistake we can make. And I think sometimes when we blow it, I know for myself, I take too long feeling bad about blowing it. It takes me a while sometimes, not always, but it takes me a while sometimes to say, I'm really sorry, God. Why did I do that? I didn't mean that. And you know what? As far as God's concerned, the moment you say, hey, I'm sorry, whether it's 5 minutes after you blow it or 2 weeks or 3 days, you are covered already. To get that fellowship back in alignment with him, all we have to do is ask. All we have to do is just ask for forgiveness for that thing, because the blood of Jesus Christ is so humongous, so precious to God, that we're covered. The next thing we're going to look at is in 1 Peter chapter 2. You know, and I want to explain something about the word purchase, too, a little bit here. Many times it's used as valuable. There's a big difference. The word valuable is something that you earn. Valuable is like, well, like Todd Stort knows what I'm talking about, because an employee values his employer. You know, the boss really looks at what you do for his company. And if you are always on target, if you are working hard, if you are being a man of God that stands up for the principles, or a woman of God, even in your job, you are going to shine and you will be valuable. And I tell you, Todd Stork is a great example of that, because I know he's gotten many bonuses and nice things done for him because he works heartily unto the Lord. He's valuable. But precious, the word precious, although sometimes it is translated valuable, the context will show you that precious is something that you are, not because of what you do, but because of what he's done for us. And you'll see this as we go through these words here in the verses here in Peter. The living stone is precious. That's 2 Peter, verse 3. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices accepted to God through Jesus Christ. The living stone is the Lord Jesus Christ, the one sure foundation upon which all rest. As we allow his light to shine from our lives, this too is precious to God because of our acceptance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We become precious to God. But it's because of what he did, not what I did, not what you did. And you'll see, actually, if you want to go later on and look at some of this stuff in Ephesians, just read the first three chapters of Ephesians. You'll see that these principles are all talked about to the people that were at Ephesus at that point in time in their walks. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to go to verse 6 there. Therefore, it is also contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Again, the preciousness of what we receive when we believe and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what makes us precious is what he has accomplished. He is the cornerstone of the church. He is the living stone. He is our Lord and Savior. We are no more strangers or foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's in Ephesians 2, 19 through 20. And he is precious. He is the precious cornerstone. That section of Ephesians that I just read to you is one of the reasons I would like to encourage you to read the whole book of Ephesians. There is so much in there, but this really helps us to understand the value through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all he accomplished that we are to God. This is how God sees us. Look at 1 Peter 2, verse 7. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. To every child of God, we should be saying, every one of us should be saying amen to this. He is the one altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. He is precious in all he is and all he has done for us. This is what makes us precious to God. We are his children. We are precious in his sight because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the chief cornerstone. And we are part of that building. We are built upon that. Let's go to 2 Peter, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen to that. I mean, we have obtained it because of him. That's what makes us precious. The price that it costs God to get us to these points in our lives, that's what makes us precious. Valuable is great, but precious, that's something very different. All the love that God has for us and all the love that Jesus Christ had for us before we were even born, all of that love is in what they've given to us. All of that love is just, it's amazing. And, you know, something else that's made me really think about is how precious you are to God. And I know, you know, things happen and people hurt each other's feelings. I get that. I've been through it too. But you know what? I had thought about this as I was looking into this word precious and looked at some other areas that other than what we're going to look at today. It just made love well up in my heart when I thought about other believers. You guys in San Diego, the believers here, you know, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And yet that preciousness to God is still there. And if God loves you like that, if God sees you like that, I need to really push myself, even in situations where I've been hurt or have hurt someone else, to continue to walk in that love and to forgive and to see the precious thing that God has made us to be because of his precious son, Jesus Christ. None of us can reach that goal. And yet he, on the cross, hanging on the cross, asked Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. I tell you, what a Savior. What a wonderful, loving man that lives inside of us spiritually. He can take us far beyond what we think we can go in our forgiveness, in our love, in our understanding of the Scriptures, in our ability to reach out to other people. The world needs to know how precious they are to God. It's God's desire for every man to come into a knowledge of the truth. He wants every man to believe. Now, we know that's not going to happen, but that's his desire. And I don't know, I'm sharing this because it was really on my heart, and I feel like that the world, in the shape it's in right now, needs the love of God and believers that understand who they are in Christ and how loving we are to people, we can be to people because of who lives inside of us. Anyway, let's go to 2 Peter 1:4. The promises of God are precious. I'm going to read that. By which have been given us to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We escape that because of who we are in Christ. We are the partakers of the divine nature. The promises of God are precious to him. His word is precious to him. His son is the most precious thing he could give. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious to him. And we are covered in all of those areas. We are precious to him. And the guy sitting next to you, okay, everybody look at the guy sitting next to him, the right and to the left. You are precious to God, and we should be precious to one another. We should treat each other with great love and respect. We should treat each other with great forgiveness and great joy because of who we are in Christ. Wow. I don't know about you, but it really reminds me of John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater who is in you is greater than he who is in this world. And if we allow the adversary to cause division and schism and angry things towards each other, he wins. But see, he doesn't need to, because greater is Christ that lives within us than he that is in this world. And we are precious to God. We are something that God just loves us beyond measure. I mean, look, I know I'm saying it again, but he gave his only begotten son for us. And when we received him into our lives as our Lord and Savior, he dwells in us. So we can be everything God has called us to be. I wanted to look at just a few verses here in Ephesians before we close. So go to Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to start in verse 1. And you he has made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the power of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. That's who we were, okay? Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Verse 4. Two of my favorite words. But God. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. That's what we were. We were dead in trespasses and sins. And then God stepped in. He stepped in and he gave us the opportunity to be born again of his Spirit by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. What an amazing God. I'm saying this again because I want this to hit your heart. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We didn't amount to anything. We were in the course of the adversary in this world. But God, by the giving of the most precious thing he could give us, by the covering of the most precious thing Jesus Christ gave us, was his life, his blood, has covered us. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, that precious, most important thing he could have given to us, his Son. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. That's how precious we are to God. That's how precious each and every one of us are every day of our lives. And if we can just grab hold of that and remind ourselves when we're in temptation, when we're getting hit by the adversary, who sometimes can be relentless. No, we don't have to stay in that battle because we belong to God and we have the Spirit of God in Christ in us. And you, devil, have no authority over us. If we can remember how to just stand strong in those times of tribulations, that stand that we take, God sees that and he's just like, that's more precious to me than gold. That's my kid. That's my daughter. That's my son. That is worth the price I paid. They are worth the price I paid. And then the love of God just wells up in our hearts. I mean, you start to understand that Psalm 116:15, which I'm going to close with, costly in the sight of God is the death of a saint. Well, if it's costly to lose a saint in the Old Testament, what about his sons and daughters today? We have such a price on our lives because of what God has done for us through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we did the one thing that's the smartest thing we could have ever done in our life. We made Jesus Christ our Lord, and we believe and know that God raised him from the dead, and he is coming back. He is coming back no matter what this world turns into. Christ will come and gather together the body. So God, we are so thankful to you for all that you've done for us. And if we can just keep our eyes focused on your word and believe the things that you say about us, that you say we are, that we can be, and we continue to reach to you and stir up that spirit within us to walk with you and talk with you and be obedient to the things you ask us to be, and that we never lose sight of who our brothers and sisters are in Christ. They are as precious to you as your son was precious to you because you gave him for us. So, Father, I'm so thankful to know who I am in Christ. I'm so thankful to be able to go to your word and understand deeper some of these truths that you still have for us to learn and grow in. You are an amazing God, and our Savior is an amazing Savior, and we are amazing family of God to be able to love you and be loved by you and to be able to love each other with that same love you put in us. And I thank you for this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Wow.